into salad right now.
What were you going to say, Ruth Ann?
I said we're into salads now. We have a store near us that has a lot of vegetables for salads, and they'll even make it for you. Not terribly. Not very expensive, but, you know.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday Coffee Tea with me. This is an honor and a pleasure to be here for our 15th Christmas. You got to be kidding me. No, I'm not kidding you, Mel. 15 years we've been here now. And when we get into next year, on February 3rd, it will be 16 years. Anyway, I don't know 16 years ago if I thought we'd still be here, but here we are. Anyway, let me just say a quick hello to John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, brother.
Let's say a quick and a happy Hanukkah. And let's say hello to our friend Peter.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, brother. Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah.
All right. So we try at around Christmas every year to bring group together and give them the positive side of moving forward and see if they have any particular expectations in the coming year. Now, I can't really say specifically. Yeah, I can, but I'll wait. I'll go last. But I want to welcome whoever 659 is. 659, is that please?
Hey.
Thank you very much for that beautiful post.
You're welcome.
All right, so. You know, Nisi, it's amazing. Once people can get past the fear, they can really move quickly along. You're doing great, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go. Well, let's hear what John has to say. And Pete, I keep talking all the time. Shut up, Mel. All right, I'll shut up. Come in, John.
Oh, good morning, brother. Happy holidays to everybody. Mel, I am hearing a rebound of... That's weird. Are y'all hearing me?
I didn't quite make that out, John. Say that again.
I'm hearing a pretty bad echo when I talk.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. But, I mean, I can try to mute everybody and let's see how that works, okay? All right, John, it's impossible now.
Okay, well, that's fine with me. I just thought I'd mention in case you had a trick that would work.
Yeah, I'm muting everybody.
You know, that's not really going to be productive because when you asked me if I could come today, we talked about it. You asked me, did I have any, you know, specific messages that I needed to share? And I said, no, but I'd love to come and hang out with y'all to celebrate the holidays and, you know, just to have a time of sharing and gratitude for all that God is doing in our midst.
Okay, well, that's a good beginning. All right. Let's see if Peter has something to add to that, and then we'll go around and we'll ask people. I mean, I know what I'm hoping for in the future or next year, and I'm sure that everyone here has a wish for the coming year. So, Peter, good morning. Do you have anything to add to what John said? I mean,
not specifically. I give you a weather update. Out here, it's been foggy and pretty cold. We got into the low 40s, the high 30s last night, which is, it gets cold here, but not that cold usually. So, and the other thing I would just share with you folks this morning is I just finished a body of personal research on saunas, the history of saunas, different types of saunas, beginning with far infrared and such. So that's about all, Mel. Just trying to stay abreast of what's going on and celebrate the fact that I'm in remission myself for some almost 9 years now. So I always want to put that message out as well.
Okay, well, that's great. Do you have any specific thing in the coming year that you would like to achieve or have happen?
I'm working on a new ministry, which would be to become a speaker, speak at different churches on the value of restoring the bioterrain and help people better understand the Western model of medicine, how it's changed so that they might understand the risks and the inner workings of how healthcare is changing in this country, and then how we can look to holistic medicine, functional medicine, things like differential diagnoses and interactive treatment protocols to focus on the bioterrain, on the protocol that we use here, and how see that it in a post-COVID environment, how it can be brought to bear in a huge way for us to, especially as we age, reach a better state of health and understand how nutrition, nutraceuticals like Logos Presents, and the protocols like you use to overcome toxic disease is really going to be something that we hope we can bring to bear in a huge way in the coming year for folks to find a better way to help. So that's really what my goal is, again, to focus on bringing a better understanding to those types of precepts into people's realm of understanding.
All right. Well, thanks, Pete, for that. And now, since they talked a little bit about it, John, do you want to add anything to what you would like to see happen in the next year?
Well, I mean, my biggest hope for the next year is that we'll be able to save a lot of lives. You know, we've got 80% of the world has been infected with a bioweapon that was purposely shoved down our throats. And so I've developed a protocol that helps tremendously to lower the cardiovascular risk profile of people that have been jabbed. And, you know, I'll either hopefully help a lot of people or I'll be snuffed out like a roach. One of the two.
I understand that, you know, but you know, John, if they come to your door, call me. Okay, I'll come over and help you, buddy. I got all the artillery. All righty then. So,
well, disappear, y'all will know why if I disappear.
Well, yeah, I understand. If I get shot in a big drug bust, you'll know why. John, you know, that was always going to be something concerning when we started years and years ago. And anyone who joins us actively, like Pete, all of us are at risk. So many holistic practitioners and natural practitioners are missing in AIA, you know, missing in action here. But anyway, doesn't change a thing, because people like us are not going to change what we're trying to do. Now, for me, I thought about two things. One of them I've wanted forever, okay, or since the day we started, and that was to somehow procure the money to build a clinic. Because with a clinic and the right people there, we could help maybe 10 times as many people, okay? And that would be okay if you had the finances and the property and the buildings and the right kind of people to help. So that's always been something I've wanted and dreamed about and almost accomplished way back in 2012, kids. And I've never given up that dream. And then the other thing is, I think it's really specifically for all of you who are here now. In the past years, we have found a great deal of more communication amongst the community at large at that time, okay? And in these times when things are more tense than ever, it's more important, in my opinion, for all of you to communicate with one another more. It eases the burden of going through this, having constant communication with people who truly understand and may have had one idea you never thought of yet and share that with you, and that helps aid you in your restoration. So those are the two things I'm looking to have see happen next year. Hit the lottery, go wild, scream, get arrested for running through the streets naked, you know, build a clinic, and hear more of you guys talk to one another on a daily basis. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Donna G.
Yes.
Can't thank you enough. Okay. And, you know, I know by our communications at least three times a week that there's no way that you are not going to get better. Just, I would bet what little money I have on you, girl.
Aww.
Oh, okay. Yourself. Don't do that. It's a family show. Listen.
Yes.
What would you like to see happen in the coming year?
I just want to restore my health.
Okay.
I do have a question. Do I get to ask a question yet, or are you just going around the room about what's our goal?
No. We can, you know, mix them up a little. Go ahead.
So we had a call quite a while back, and we didn't get to hit base on it, but I wanted to hear about John B's new product. Was it Rejuvenate?
Rejuvenate.
Rejuvenate?
Yeah, Rejuvenate. There's no Rejuvenate with an A-S-E on the end.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Yeah, that is Rejuvenate is part of that protocol I was just talking about that we've launched for long-haul COVID sufferers and people who have been injured by the mRNA vaccine. But it's Rejuvenase is natokinase, which comes from the Japanese natto, and it's a systemic enzyme that has been shown to break down the S protein or spike protein that's being produced in the body of long-haul sufferers and also people who have been vaccinated. So it's a very, very, very beneficial thing for lowering the risk of, you know, progressive, not only cardiovascular events, but all kinds of issues. But I know Peter probably can run through an exhaustive list of complications from that we're seeing in people who are vaccinated. But, it all goes back to spiraling inflammation in the body that's created by the accumulation of these spike proteins in the organs and cells and cellular organelles. So it's a great standalone product for inflammation and so forth. It's similar in the scope to our Magnifazyme that's part of our extension in the Lyme and Morgellons protocols. But it is different, and it does have specific testing, you know, that's been done on natokinase with documented evidence of what it can do for folks that are dealing with that spike protein accumulation issue.
Does it help with biofilms as well?
Yes, ma'am, it would, because it has very similar properties to Magnifazyme, which is another systemic enzyme. They are similar, but they're not identical. Obviously, they're different. They do have different attributes.
Right, but you wouldn't take both of them at the same time at the recommended dosage. Is that correct?
I don't think you need to. I think you would get the same amount of benefit taking them separately, you know, and alternating them back and forth because they have slightly different mechanisms and attributes.
Okay, so like doing one for 1 month and then one for the next month and like that?
Yeah, you could do that for sure.
Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure we had some clarity on that. Do you have anything else there, Donna? G.
No, thank you so much.
Okay. So now we're going to go ahead and we're going to go down to, oh, let's all welcome the greatest gardener that ever came through this website, and it ain't me, Ruth Ann. Hey, Ruth Ann, welcome.
I don't know where you get that, but I appreciate it.
Where do I get that? Out of the Guinness Book of Records. Where else?
I get that place. Hello, everybody. Some of you don't know me because I've been gone for a while due to other medical issues. I don't know what to say. I've got several things. I would say that I would pray that all of us get healed.
Amen.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, we're glad you're here, that you were well enough. And, you know, there's a couple of you ladies out there that I called and personally shook them up and made sure you were going to show up today so that you would feel the warmth and the love of the rest of the community members. And almost all of them know you. Maybe one or two don't. But they've all heard of you. And they all know about the banana tree, okay? And they've all seen pictures of the beautiful garden you used to have. Hey,
yeah,
they know you, and we're all glad you're here with us today. All right, we're going to go ahead and move along at the moment. We'll be back to you again. Let's see. Oh, boy. All right, come on, learn to control this thing. All right. Mary, hello, Mary. Come in.
Hi. How's everybody?
Well, everybody's muted, but John and I. Well, even John might be muted now. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're getting a clear recording of it. That's the key. It's always for the future in my mind.
Well, for me, it's one day at a time.
Well, right. But the recordings of the call are what I'm thinking. Now, what would you like to accomplish in this coming year?
Better health. Better health, better environment. And I need to just buckle down and get to basics and, I don't know, one day at a time. Whatever the good Lord brings me.
I hear that. All right. Let's keep on keeping on. And next would be Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. I better call her Jen Jen. Come in, Jen Jen. All right. She's moved away from the phone. We'll come back. Let's see. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
Where's Rusty? You got him working hard already today?
Yeah, he's back there painting my closet.
You know, every time I call you, you got this guy working. I mean, it's unbelievable. Listen, geez, I don't know. All right, well, hey, he's painting the what now?
My closet in my bedroom.
Certainly.
My clothes.
No, I got it. We all heard the distinct my closet. Yes, okay, very good.
Well, he's got his closet for his clothes, and I got my closet for my clothes because one of them ain't big enough for both of them.
That's all right. Yeah, but, all right. We know who got painted first.
Yes, very true. And he almost finished with the bathroom. When I went to the doctor yesterday, we picked up the new cabinet and sink to go in there. And so he's about through with it. It's slow, but it's steady, and everything's getting better. So that's the main thing.
Okay, good.
And I wanted to tell, John, I sent you a happy birthday. I don't know if you got it or not, but I hope you had a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
You
are. I'm going to interrupt. Do you know that we've tried on multiple occasions to start a birthday thread? Not for me, just for everybody. But it always falls apart. And it came to my mind that we have like 5 birthdays, I believe, in the month of December. Now, I know it was mine. I'm sure it was John's. Nancy was yesterday or today or tomorrow. I think 23rd. Rusty. Okay, yeah. Rusty this month?
Yeah, the 30th.
All right. And Donna G this month?
24th.
All right. So now I'm going to sing the song to all of you that my father used to sing to me. No, I won't torture you like that. I won't even tell you the words. This is a family show. But happy birthday to everybody else. And please, I mean, really, you can let me know it's your birthday, and we can try to get that birthday thread activated. There's nothing like knowing that other people who you associate and interact with actually care enough to send you that little birthday wish. I mean, this year I got so many, I was almost in tears. In fact, this morning, I think at some point, listening to a song. Oh, yeah. There's a song in, let me go there right now and tell you that I changed a little bit of the name of something, one of our threads, to Music, A Window to the Soul. Boy, I've always believed that since I was very, very little. How to Cure the Anytime Blues. Well, I listened to that song that's on top right now, and let me tell you, I don't know why, but it really took me back to when I was sick, and there I was crying like a baby. But you need to go ahead and go into that thread, How to Cure the Anytime Blues, the Full Moon Blues. I mean, there's so much joy, happiness, good vibes, that it can take a bad day and make it a heck of a lot better. All right, now I'll be quiet. Now, where were we? Who knows? You always get lost because you keep talking so much.
I think Peter's got one coming up next month.
Yeah, I think Peter's a Capricorn. Let me ask him again. I know it's coming up next month. We talked about that not too long ago. Oh, you gotta go to the other browser. Give me a minute. I'm all over the place here. Peter, what is your birthday next month? Is it the 8th or the 20th?
No, actually, it's the 12th, Mel.
All right, well, I was close.
Yeah, close enough for me. At my age, we don't worry about things like that anymore. Our age, okay, I should say.
Are you older than I am?
No, you got me by about, well, I'll be 71, so you got me by 8 years.
Oh, okay, well, I'm sorry you feel old, son.
Well, my dad used to say any day above ground's a good day. So, yeah, and I feel pretty youthful compared to how I probably would feel without, if I was still sick or without the benefits of your protocol and John and the Logos wellness protocol. I probably wouldn't be faring as well as I am, so I'm very thankful to be here.
No, I understand, buddy. All right, well, that's good. Let's keep on keeping on now, and then we'll get back to John and Peter in a little while. All right, Nancy, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just glad that I'm here, and it's a beautiful day here, the sun's shining. And I hope and pray everybody has a wonderful, healthy Christmas. We all are getting better, and thanks to y'all, we're still here.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Well, Nancy, did you see the latest picture of you and Rusty and all the kids?
No.
Okay, well, it's there again, so go check it out, girl.
Okay.
Oh, you know where I put you all the time? I always put you in Hump Day Wednesday. And I talk about how in the last, I guess, maybe 6 to 9 weeks, you really started to get better again.
Amen. But I had other health problems. They never figured out what they was, and I'm not worried about the rest of them. I'm not worried about this one because God's here and he's healing us, and that's what matters.
Amen to that. All right. Let's go ahead on, keep on keeping on. We got a pretty good audience here today. Okay. That was Nancy. All right. And, okay. Nisi. Come in, Nisi.
Hi.
Hi.
Can y'all hear me? Hey.
Yep.
Okay.
Hi,
Nisha. I'm sitting in my car so I can be on the, you know, this call. I can't get internet in my home, but
whoa, stop, honey. We all know the story. I envision you out in a cornfield, okay, in the middle of the field, parked next to a scarecrow, making your call.
I'm there though.
Close, huh?
I wanted to say, talk on something Ruth Ann said. A while back when I was really sick and everybody had me on a prayer chain, I called my mother and told her, don't pray for me. Pray for everyone in this world that has this infliction to be healed, for God to just wipe it off the face of this earth. And that has been my prayer for the last few weeks. And I just ask that we all just pray for everyone for this awful thing that's attacking so many people, to bit for God to just wipe it out for all of us, and for all of us to be healed. And I think, you know, if two or more pray, you know, God is in the midst of that. And I just think if we all prayed it, I just hopefully one day we won't have to worry about this horrible illness anymore. But that's just something I just want to throw in there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nisi. And again, we're glad to see you making progress. Now, you got to call me when I'm working to get a little coaching.
Okay.
Okay. Because we got to figure out.
Yeah, I do need to ask about the drops, the MSWs, PS drops.
All right, so stay at the end of the call and we'll talk a little.
Okay, thank you.
That way you don't have to drive out into the field again tomorrow.
God bless y'all.
Thank you,
Nisi. God bless you.
All right, let's see. Boy, she wasn't laughing in the beginning, I'll tell you that much. All right. And I'm sure Peter, let Peter get in here. Peter, can you hear the difference in Nisi?
I'm sorry, as you unmuted me, you broke away there. Can you say that again, Mel?
I said, did you hear the difference in Nisi?
Oh, yeah, she sounds like she's doing well. I read your post, Nisi. Thanks for posting in the forum and for being candid and forthright and honest about what you're dealing with and your recovery. It's always a blessing when people share their stories and share their experiences, and it does appear that you're moving in the right direction. So stay patient, and I'm just glad that you're here and glad that you found this wonderful protocol that hopefully will bring you back to renewal and restoration in the next year or two. You know, Nisi, people like Mel and I are proof positive that you can get completely clear of symptoms. The current dogma that you can't overcome Morgellons is just not true. So keep following the guiding principles here. Stay connected to the people in this community, and you'll see that you'll form therapeutic alliances with people. The forum, if you continue to read in the forum, people like myself and John, we try to bring, and Mel as well, we try to bring really pertinent and relevant information that will help you better understand what is at the heart of this disease, which is basically just co-infection and toxicity and immune suppression, which will then, you know, continue to reduce your fear and help you understand that there is a way through this. And then hopefully we'll bring you into a better understanding of the Lord and spiritual hearing and healing. And what John mentioned earlier, the nature of gain-of-function research in this country and what it's doing to the general population. So, you know, all that put together, you get a wonderful perspective of healing and what lies ahead, that you will get your life back. So anyway, that's always my message. We're glad you're here, sister.
All right. Well, Yolanda. Hey, Yolanda, you have any thoughts for the future?
No, actually, unfortunately, I kind of fell asleep through this whole thing. I just kind of woke up.
Well, guess what, Yolanda? I've never been known to yell at anybody for sleeping. What I always say when people admit they fell asleep is I say, I'm glad you don't snore.
Okay.
All right. Well, Yolanda, I'm glad you're here, okay? And it's all good. All right, let's go down here and let's say hi to Norma. Hi, Norma.
Hi, everyone.
All right. Do you have any thoughts about next year?
My daughter and I are progressing towards getting well.
Amen.
In case nobody knows it, this lady, Norma, is the mother of Donut Lady USA 1999.
Wow.
Nobody waits. All right. I guess you all knew it. All right. Well, she's not laughing. She wants to hit me with the rolling pin. All right. So, anything else you want to say, Norma? Welcome, honey. Thank you for coming.
Just saying, I don't know if you heard me. I hope that everyone that's in the community, you know, will be better also.
All right.
Yeah.
Amen to that, and thank you. All right. So, is there anybody out there who has a question that they'd like to have answered today while we're all here? Nobody has a question whatsoever. All right.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah, please.
I actually have a question for John.
Go ahead.
John, good morning, brother, again. And, well, I have two questions. The first one is information on the second is about your family. The first one is, are you using, can you explain to me, I've been looking, researching natokinase and what proteolytic enzymes do, but I was wondering if my research has shown that Bacillus subtilis, which I know is one of the new strains of good flora that you've added to the Logos Essential Flora, I was wondering if that's involved, if what I'm seeing is correct, if that's involved in actually the producing of natokinase and how you're actually fermenting it.
Yes, I believe it is used in the process of the production process of natokinase. They use it to process the natto, which of course is a Japanese, I don't know if you characterize that as a vegetable or a fungus, but that particular bacteria is one of the most studied bacteria in history. It's incredible.
Yeah, I found it interesting, Mel, that the addition of that to the Logos Essential Flora is in related somehow, or there's linkage between that and how natokinase is put together. Natokinase is in the research I've seen is reducing things like arterial sclerosis and thrombosis, which is a mini blood clotting that we're seeing from post-COVID. So it has a lot of cardiovascular and cerebrovascular effects that are lowering blood pressure, reducing systemic inflammation. So there's a body of study that I would want your audience and John, you as well, that clearly supports that natokinase is very helpful in the post-COVID environment for long-term COVID and other systemic effects that aren't good that COVID is creating. So I just wanted to let everybody know it seems to be a very powerful proteolytic enzyme, much along the lines of what serapeptase or the magnetozyme is doing. And when you put the two together and then see the complement of Bacillus subtilis in the flora, it just gives us more reason to see the value in how you're putting things together there at Logos, John, for polymorphy and the ingredient profiles and things, and how we're going to see those be brought to bear in the protocol now. And hopefully, you know, since the challenges are greater, we've got a little bit more of an offensive weapon in terms of, you know, restoring the terrain. So I just wanted to let your audience know that real quick and show John that, you know, it's a wonderful product addition and added to the Magnificyme. It's the research seems to support it's doing wonderful things for cardiovascular support and, you know, mitigating against the tachycardia, the you know, all the heart issues we're seeing, POTS and things like that. So it's a great tool. Just wanted to let you guys know as a researcher that my research clearly supports that, okay? And I was very thrilled to be able to tell you guys that. So thanks, John, for the new product and just to upgrade how well it seems to be playing out in the general toxic disease community as well.
Yeah, I knew you were excited about it. You've been excited since I told you I was. I had found the source and was looking at introducing it. Yeah, we're excited. And obviously, there's a huge application for it with people that are dealing with COVID, long-haul COVID or COVID vaccine injury. But there are also many other applications. And all these systemic enzymes are fantastic. Natural medicine, lumbrokinase too.
Yeah, and I believe Mel is working on how to maybe upgrade his protocol a little bit. I think we've had a conversation about how to include that in the delivery schedule to come alongside adding it to the Magnificyme to see if we can't force magnify the effects of how that works with downgrading Morgellons as well in his protocol. So. Yeah, it's a wonderful frontier we have as well for that to look forward to in 2025.
Well, what we can do is we can have a meeting with you, me, and John, because now that I've had the protocol pages redone, it's easy to make additions, subtractions, and notes inside each of the protocols. So we'll set up a day and a time, the three of us, and boom, we'll adjust whatever needs to be adjusted.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. I'll be there for that.
No, I'm sure you'll be there for that, Pete. I would bet on it.
Bless your heart. Thanks, brother.
All right, so... let's see. Let me get back to this other browser. Where'd you go?
Peter, I don't know what you did, but that, I don't hear that rebound anymore.
I'm sorry, can you say that again, Tony?
I said I don't hear that echo that I was hearing earlier anymore, so I don't know what you did, but it worked.
Well, yes, I didn't do anything. I've had a debate, an ongoing debate with Mel. He's persuaded it's my phone. I'm persuaded it's the network as he gets more calls coming online, that it's not one specific phone. So when he mutes me, he takes the call volume down. And I think that's what it is, but stay tuned. We'll figure it out. But I'm glad the echo's reduced. That's good.
Well, I muted everybody, okay, because there were more people on a cell phone but on the speaker part of the cell phones. And I begin to come to understand that when you have more than one cell phone that's on a speaker, that you can get feedback. And for some reason, I don't want to get into it now, but I'm not picking on your phone. You know, if I had the money, I'd buy you a new phone.
I'm pretty attached to my phone, but I think you're right. I'm just persuaded to be inclined to think that it's a network issue and the amount of like cell phones or the people that are on, you know, the volume that's going on, and it reaches a point where I think we just get creates a feedback loop. That's my best guess, but yeah, I hope it's not my phone. I don't think that it is, but anyway, we'll figure it out.
No, I know we will one of these days when I have the money to buy you a new phone, and it doesn't happen anymore. All right. All right, Yolanta's got a question. Come in, Yolanta.
Hi. I hate to ask you, but do you mind repeating what the new product was?
Sure. It's called Rejuvenate. It's called Rejuvenate. So it's just like Rejuvenate, but with an S instead of a T. Rejuvenate.
Okay. And it's supposed to give you more energy then?
Well, it's a natural blood thinner. It's a anti-inflammatory. It helps to break down unwanted cellular debris and definitely helps break down spike protein in those folks who are dealing with the accumulations of that. So it's a systemic enzyme as opposed to a digestive enzyme. It's for inflammation and for cleaning up cellular debris, unwanted things that are there that don't belong. So it's similar to Magnificent.
You know what I'm thinking, John? If she's thinking just about I want more energy, especially when I get up in the morning, what about rocket fuel for her?
Well, obviously,
Nitro complex. I call it rocket fuel. I've taken it a couple of times, and I think I'm going to hit the ceiling with the top of my head. And because I'm a person, it's not really good for me. But for someone who's sluggish, this might be an answer, as long as they don't have heart issues, I think.
You know, one of the things that it also does, you guys, is it degrades fibrin, the protein that is used to clot for, you know, when we cut ourselves or things. And with COVID, we're getting excess fibrin and what's called thrombolysis in the blood. So what it really does is help degrade excess fibrin, and that's how it directly relates to reducing inflammation. I believe that's accurate, John.
Yeah, that is. It's one of the ways. There's actually multiple ways that it does do that. But I was saying to Mel that CoQ10 it would be the most directly related to cellular energy output of all of our products. But the next suggestion I was going to make is nitro, because nitro complex drives the production of nitric oxide, and that opens up our blood vessels, relaxes the lining of the blood vessels, and that can have tremendous impacts on people with blood pressure, high blood pressure issues, and things like that.
Absolutely.
Well, I know that if I want to spend my life on the ceiling, all I got to do is pop a couple of those. But that's not really where I want to be. But no, I know it works, John. You know, every time I take it, I gotta, you know, get handcuffed to the chair or something. All right.
Hey, Mel, do you remember when I did?
Well,
before I forget,
ahead,
I need to say one thing. I need to say one thing about nitro. There's one situation where I don't recommend people take nitro. And that's if you are someone who has a history of repeated outbreaks of shingles, because arginine, which is one of the main ingredients in the nitro, can actually activate the shingles virus. So if you've got issues with shingles, you don't want to take nitro complex. Or you don't want to take arginine from any source.
All right, Pete, you
want to
add something?
No, I was going to mention what John just did as a cautionary issue. And I also wanted to say that nitric oxide is stored in the muscles. I probably can help your website with some information on what's called VASPR exercise technology for those of us that have depleted energy or getting older and have to worry about, you know, not affecting through running or using weights, our musculoskeletal system. There's something called a nitric oxide dump, which is a 4-minute exercise that you go through it will help release nitric oxide stored in the muscles and increase the benefits in a natural way of what John just mentioned, cardiovascular relaxation and stimulating stem cells for new growth, nutrient uptake. It does a lot of things when you naturally release it from the muscles. In this particular 4-minute nitric oxide dump, it's simple, it's convenient, it's just a wonderful way to complement. Or if you cannot take that product, because of the considerations John mentioned, a way to naturally do it. And it's equivalent to about a 20-minute workout in the gym, and uses the ideology of time under tension for our muscles and how that actually relates to releasing larger amounts of nitric oxide from the muscles. So I'm thinking I'm going to make a post and put that link up so your subscribers can have the benefit of viewing that video and how it works, John, Mel.
Sounds good, Pete. Always sounds good when you bring positive information that can help. Always, always, always. And thank you. All right. Is there anyone else who has a question? No, huh? All right. Then I'm going to go and make some crepe Suzette's. What are you talking about, Mel? No, you don't. All right. Let's end it. Thanks, John. Thank you very much.
Oh, Lord.
What are Suzette's, Mel? You throw me a curveball. What are Suzette's?
Crepe Suzette, okay, is probably not going to have, I'm going to give you the right description. But when I think of crepe Suzette's, I think of a very thin crepe that we would have in France. And then it would have some kind of fruit rolled in it. And then it would have maybe some kind of cream also. Now, I don't care for creams too much, except for buttercream. Yeah, but I've had crepes, and sometimes I think they're made, and they flame them, I don't know. All I know is that if you know how to make a crepe, you can make a lot of interesting things that go into a breakfast.
Never seen a crepe on your the diet section, the diet thread. Maybe you should add that in. Sounds good.
Can't eat that.
Mel?
Unless you can come up with a gluten-free dough that you can make into a crepe. Someone said Mel, yes.
Ruthanne.
Is that Ruthanne?
Yes. I want a question for John.
Go.
Hey, John, I'm...
Hold on, Ruthanne. Let me mute everybody again. And so we can get it clear on this. I'll unmute you. All right, good.
Am I muted?
No, nobody's muted. This is not working.
Okay. Hey, John, I'm on medication for my issues that I've been out of commission with for about a year and a half.
Hold on. All right, Ruthanne, now I'll come to you and unmute you and unmute John, because all we were going to do is get kind of the funny noises. Where are you, John? Here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ruthanne.
Okay. John, you know that I've been out of commission for a year and a half or more, and
yes,
I am pretty much off of my protocol, although I'm not, to my knowledge, having any problems from that, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I want to get back on it, but I have two reasons. Finances. My husband passed away during this time, which means I lost all his income. And so I have just what I earned. But I need to... I want to get back on the protocol, and I've wanted to for a while. And I need to know from you, and we can't do that today, but can we set up a time or whatever, maybe Mel can do that, where I can talk to you about what I'm taking and how we can... how I can get back on my protocol. What?
Yeah, we can do that. We can set up a call with Mel.
All right, so here we go. Ruthanne, Wednesday of next week is Christmas, right?
Yes.
So how about
you
Monday?
You want to do it that day? You want to do it on Christmas?
Sweetie, I work every Christmas for 15 years. The holidays don't mean anything to me. I already know. Forget about the ham. Forget about the turkey. I'm having chicken parm. I'm having angel hair pasta. I'm having onion, tomato, and mozzarella salad. and I'm having the best garlic bread I ever made because I'm going to take more time and use more butter.
Ooh. Wow. That sounds pretty good, Mal. How many of us are invited?
I really make a good chicken parm because one of the, in fact, if you could believe this, at about 5 a.m. this morning, this is no lie, guys. You know, I was shopping, I guess Thursday, and I started to separate the meats and then put them in their own individual bags. Well, this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, because I got up at 3:30, there I am in the kitchen with my best sharp butcher knife trimming the chicken breasts. Okay. For the next few months, and then I separate them in their own baggies and throw them up in the freezer. But I took out these two really beautiful looking ones to make for Christmas dinner.
Wow! Are you having company? If you're having a party, let me know and I'll put the website.
Yeah, rent a limo. I know you, girl. If I have a party, you'll rent a limo. All right. Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
You rent a limo, and I'll cook for you.
Let me know when we can get together. I'd like to.
We're going to do it right now. We're going to do this right now.
Oh. Okay.
Why put it off? Okay. So Monday, John, you got any time on Monday, or do you know?
Monday is fine.
No, I'm asking John now. Oh.
Yeah, I can work with Monday. I'm tied up from noon to 1 o'clock on Monday, Eastern. So
okay.
If we could do something after 1 o'clock, that'd be
that
fine.
Would be
the
good.
Only other conflict I might have, I don't have my schedule with me that shows when my physical physical therapy appointment is. If I find out I've got a conflict with that, I'll let you know, but I don't think I do.
What about 4 p.m. Eastern for you, John? Because that's just before you get into dinner thoughts.
Yeah, that'll work.
No, I know. Now, how about, Ruth Ann, so that you're in Eastern time zone?
Yes.
Okay, how about 4 p.m. for you? That would be before dinner,
that
too.
Would, as far as I know, it's fine.
Good.
And
so that would be 3
p.m. I have appointments where people just sort of drop in. You know they're coming, but you don't know when, so.
Okay, well, you know what? If we're on the call, it won't take long to set up what you want to do. So you'll just tell them, hang your horses because Mel's a beast. All right. All right.
Yeah, well, so, I need to make some changes, but that's not the easiest thing to do when you've been out of commission for a couple years.
All right, girl. We'll get it all sorted out Monday.
And I have a financial problem, too.
Well, so, we'll discuss all of this on Monday, honey. Okay?
Okay,
we don't need to
4
do that
o'clock,
right
now. We do the same as we do for a...
Yeah, you call in on this number. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's not recorded, okay? It's just all three of us, boom, we're here, and we get, you know, no echoes.
Okay, so do I just call you, or do I
call the conference call line, just like you did today.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Monday,
tomorrow, day after tomorrow.
Yeah, John's calling something out to somebody, but he's going to come back and confirm that it's like, okay. Anybody else have a question? Get the hands up now. All righty, guys. Well, this was a good call. I'm glad you all came. This is a good audience today. And always, I want to thank Pete, and I certainly want to thank John. We've been working together at least a decade now. Of course, it would not be a conference call if this guy's hand didn't come up at the end. Come in, Pete.
Yeah, thanks. I just had the other question I wanted to ask of John. If the family's all getting if the family's all getting together and if John's excited about spending Christmas with the grandbabies.
You know the answer to that.
You better believe that. I'm in Augusta now, and so I'm with two of my grandbabies today. But I'll have them all together on Christmas, by Christmas, you know, that evening.
And is there anything special that you... Is there anything special that you folks do on Christmas? My dad used to put, Mel used to put envelopes with money that he'd hide around the tree for all of us at the end of a Christmas opening. Do you have any traditions that you do, Mel or John? You guys can share any Christmas traditions that you do specifically in your family?
Well, let me tell you what I have. I have two little miniature Christmas trees, okay? One plays music and turns like a merry-go-round. And then the other one is all covered with, like, snow and has blinking lights. They both have lights, but only one blinks. And then I went out and bought a string, and they did my whole terrace with lights. And I play with what little trains I might have Christmas Eve and Christmas morning to the disgruntle of my neighbors, okay? And I spent the last 15 Christmases cooking for myself and taking phone calls from people who spend this first Christmas by themselves because they're afraid to be around their own people.
Amen. So, my dad and I put a train up as well, Mel. The Christmas Eve, we had a little military train, a little transport train that we put up on a piece of wood plywood at the base of the tree. So that's kind of touching my heart there. What about you, John?
Well, I spend the last 5% of the last 2 months of my uptime looking at trains again, and I'm going to go back into modeling railroad within the HO gauge. Sometime in January, I'll go ahead and invest in my first pieces because the toy stores or the train stores will have the best sales of this after Christmas. But I miss the trains that I had in Reno and all the fun that I had, and especially in the time when I was told I would be dying, you know, I was going to die. And I thought, well, this train set is going to be my last bucket list. You know, I'm going to be dead. So, you know, spare no expense, if you know what I mean, Peter. I covered the kitchen, the dining room.
I remember the video where you had the camera loaded on the front of the train and it took you down at ground level as it went through your whole apartment. I'm encouraged to hear that you're going to get back into working with trains, Mel. I look forward to you sharing that with everybody. That's great. That's good news.
Well, I want to get back into growing too again. I mean, I'm in a place, you know, and it's okay. You have to understand it's okay. I really have no friends. Okay, no problem. I don't feel alone ever. I really don't, okay? I got plenty of work and plenty of things that I love that I do in my spare time. But trains, I don't know. I had my first set of trains. It's in the video. It's a picture. I was 19 months old.
Okay. Yeah, you know what thread that is? You know what thread that is where they can take the ride at ground level? I can't remember the name of that thread, but maybe I can try and find it.
I'm going to bring it forward tomorrow. It's called the Holiday Message to All.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great. That is a wonderful experience, folks, if you can see how this train takes you through his whole apartment and all the little figurines and things he's got in place at train level through this wonderful way he attached a camera somehow. But, yeah, that would be a great Christmas thing to share for everyone, Mel. I'm encouraged that you're going to do that.
All right. Well, I think that's not a bad idea. And at some point, this sick old skull of mine probably would have come up with it. But thanks for reminding me. It is a good thing. And if, you know, I remember how many people who are children now who got well on this website that in their life now possess part of my trains.
Yes, absolutely. I did a post. Take the train. Remember, take the ride. Take the train.
I mean, the first little boy was Sonia's kid in New Zealand who was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7. Now he's a soccer player in Australia. It's unbelievable. And then second was, I forget whose son it was, who had leukemia, who got better here. Okay. And then the third person I remember giving my trains was little Carrie Beals. And all she wanted to do was have train wrecks.
Yeah, I remember. Well, you know, my dad used to say the only things we truly keep are the things we give away. And I know it was heartfelt for you, but you've given a lot of your trains away to benefit children in such a it's good that people know your heart in that way, Mel, because you don't necessarily boast about it. But, yeah, so you'd be getting a new train, HO skill. I look forward to that, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to get DCC. No, you'll be kept posted because I know where the first little layout is going to go already. You know, I'm not kidding. My folder on trains is as big as my folder on Morgellons. Okay? Go figure. All right. Trains keep you young, I'll tell you that.
What about John? You got any family traditions that you do in that regard to share?
Yeah, we're going to go. We're all going to go together to church on Christmas Eve, and then we're going to go back to our house and have hot cocoa and sing hymns and Christmas carols together, and talk about like we did today what our goals are for the coming year and just all the things we have to be grateful for.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, brother.
Well, everybody, you know, I hope that everybody enjoyed the call as much as I did. I didn't laugh as much today as I normally do. I didn't tell as many jokes as I normally do. That's good. More people hang up. But I didn't stop talking as much as normal. Can't help myself. All right, let's unmute everybody. Yes.
I have a good joke, and you know I don't understand it, but this is it's from In the Life of Nate Z.
Okay, wait. All right, if you're going to tell us a joke, we're not going to be able to tell if they went boo or they laughed because everyone's muted. So, but we can hear it. That's the good news. And you'll get a full report after the joke is over. Let me unmute John, okay? Now, if you can make Peter laugh, this is a great joke. I never can make Peter laugh. Go ahead, Nisi.
Okay, this is just daily me. I woke up, I set the clock for 10:45 to make sure that I was going to be on time. Well, I got my phone, and I couldn't see a thing. So I find my glasses, and I'm blind. I can't see anything. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, Lord, please don't tell me I'm blind now from this disease. Don't. I know you're not going to do that to me. And I clean the gook off my eyes and my eye makeup, put my glasses back on, and I still can't see. I can't see to read, which is not normal with my glasses on. I sat there, and it's like time to get on the website to call in, and I can't see to call in. And the Holy Spirit told me, take off the glasses and look at them. I took them off, and I had my sunglasses on. And I had been sitting there trying to see with my sunglasses on. And this is just daily me. My glasses were on top of my head that I meant to put on. I do think
sounds like we have a lot in common.
I put my glasses on, and I could see again. And I was freaking out thinking I was going blind, of course. Yeah, that's just a little kid.
Well, we've been accused of all being crazy, but we have never been accused of all being blind.
Well, everybody in the Lord has to tell you, you know, Nisi, take off your glasses and look at what you're doing. But, yeah.
All right. Is there anybody else who wants to add to this at this time? I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I'm going to talk about next week. And then I'm going to let Peter end this call with a prayer. Okay? And then if John wants to add a prayer, after Peter adds a prayer, well, then we'll have two prayers. So, who said something? John?
Yeah, I'd love to share a very quick anecdote that's similar to Nisi, what Nisi shared. The other day, I was talking to my son on the phone and walking around the house while I'm talking to him, and I finally blurted out, dang it, I can't find my phone anywhere. He said, Dan, you're talking on it. Oh, Lord. Well,
maybe some of us are going crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, boy. Well, I have the phone, and I have the screen, and I have three browsers open. I have five, and I asked the webmaster, could we get rid of two, and he said no. Guys, take a look at Hump Day Wednesday. It's the latest. You know, it's been a couple of weeks. I'm going to work on upgrading the testimonials tomorrow early in the morning while you're all still asleep. Everything else seems to be pretty much up to date. I'll probably be going back to pages 4, 5, and 6 and bringing all the food posts forward for all the new people. But hey, check them out again, because you might have missed something last time that this time clicks and helps aid in your restoration. Repetition is part of restoration. Tomorrow, we're going to have prayer fellowship and some really good, bad, and indifferent kinds of jokes. And then next Saturday, okay, we're going to have a call, even though it's the last Saturday of the month, but we're breaking that tradition for anyone who holds contests. Okay, so we're having the Natural Genesis, that's Kathy and Clean Green and Toxic Disease Starter Kit and all those good products over there. We've got a couple of entries. Come on, let's get a couple more. Make sure that the manufacturers feel giving away free product is worth their time and what they get in return. Because I always believe that good posts make good testimonials. So get in there and enter. The prizes are really fantastic. Okay. Save money free. Remember what my friend Richard said? It's twice as nice when it's half the price, but we jump for glee when it's free. All right, everybody. I'm going to unmute you all again. Everybody. Now, who's supposed to stay? Someone's supposed to stay.
Me.
Oh, okay, cool. I got it. All right, everybody, have a great day. We're back tomorrow. We're back Monday with two sessions. I'll be here Wednesday if anybody wants to talk. Of course, I'll be back Friday. And next Saturday, Natural Genesis, Clean Green, Natural Genesis, Toxic Disease Starter Kit. Millie, you a broken record? No. Goodbye, everybody. God bless. Thank you,
goodbye.
Peter. Thank you, John. And Nacy, you
thank
stay
you,
right
brother.
There.
Did you
okay,
want to end in prayer, Millie?
Yo, yeah, whoa, yeah, wait a minute, hold on, stop.
Prayers.
Sorry, Peter, you got to jump in there. Be quick, go
ahead,
Peter.
Okay. That's okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for Christ and that he is the reason for the season that we're about to celebrate. So we just ask, Father, that you keep us mindful that what he's already done for us on the cross. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around everybody that's here today. And we ask that the people that are here today facing the difficulties with Morgellons, that you encourage them in the truth that this too shall pass, that there's a season for everything, and that God, that you have led them here, Father, that you have your hand on them here, and that you will fulfill the promise that if they are faithful, you will do it. You will get them clear of this disease. So, Father, thank you for all you're doing in our lives, for who you are. We lift our hearts up to you with encouragement that you've called us to assemble here today. The Bible tells us not to forsake the assembly of others in the body of Christ. And then we see the wonderful therapeutic alliances that unfold here. So thank you, Father, from all of our hearts. And again, we ask that you make people mindful to not only celebrate with those that matter the most in their lives, but to invite the birthday guests into their home and their hearts on this coming Christmas next week. And we're just thankful for all you're doing for us, Father. We love you with our whole hearts, and we offer this prayer in Jesus' name, through his love and in his strength. Amen.
Amen.
John, you want to add to it?
All I want to say is just my heart is full and of gratitude, and I lift up everybody in this community that God will work in and through you for his glory and his will be done. In
amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.
We'll see most of you tomorrow, the rest of you next week. Bye, 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 and a happy holiday.
Bye, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Take care,
guys.
Everybody.
Bye, Peter.